Welcome to Interesting People. I'm Sarah Moody, your host and moderator for today. I'm filling in for D. Lynam. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. I'm here with the president of the Animal House Project, Mary Beth Yanessa, and volunteer Linda Taylor. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So can you tell me, what is the Animal House Project?
The Animal House Project started in 2010 by a woman, Nina Franje, who was involved in rescues, animal rescue, and she saw that the need for families that couldn't afford to feed their animals, surrendering them. 95% of the animals that came into her rescue were being surrendered because people couldn't afford their food and basic veterinary care. So she started an organization. She moved to Chester County, and she started Animal House Project, doing business as Chester County Pet Food Pantry. And at the time, they were in a small, she didn't think that there was going to be much of a need. And by the time 2013, when I met her, it exploded. So we moved from 2013. We moved to the Pottstown area because we grew so large, and we help families that can't afford to feed their companion pets, donated pet food, and we also spay and neuter so that they can keep them at home with the families that love them.
So what made you get involved?
Railroad tracks up my back. That was what it was. A friend in 2013, I had finished, I was one of the involved in the American Cancer Society's Bark for Life, and a friend knew me from that and said to me, you know, there's a woman in Chester County that wants to grow our nonprofit, would you be interested in talking to her? And I said, okay. I said, you know, I met with her for 4 hours in June of 2013, and I said, I can give you a couple hours a month. I said, I can't get involved. I own a technology company. We're starting to take off. I'll give you a couple hours a month. Should have kept my mouth shut. And in the end of June, after several more meetings, I was put on the board. Became board president in July. My husband was put on the board in the end of July. Three other board members were put on, and the rest, they say, is history. I've been involved as the board president since 2013.
Wow. Yeah. How did you meet Linda?
I have to learn to say no to these things. Well, Linda, our volunteer, has been, Linda and I knew each other from a rescue, and I'll let her tell the story. I still am involved in rescue. I've been involved in Akita Rescue for 30 years. And we met through a mutual friend.
Husky Rescue, actually. I was picking up pet food for Husky Rescue on a regular basis. And then I found out about Animal House Project. And we thought we'd start splitting the load. So I started bringing food to her. Long story short, I ended up doing more work with her because rescue breaks your heart a lot harder. So I think we've known each other 5 or 6 years now.
No, probably longer.
Maybe longer.
She's actually, honestly, it's like having, she's my sister. I mean,
yes.
We are so close. My mom loves her. I mean, she is just so close to my family at this point in time. We feel like we've known each other forever.
We just clicked.
We really did.
She's there. I need her. I'm there. She, you know, whatever she needs. I make baskets for the rescue. I make whatever they need for.
She's the social media guru. She's the social media guru. She takes pictures. We do events, and she remembers to take the pictures. Or if she's not there, she'll send me a text saying, "You're not taking any pictures at this event," which I'm horrible at taking pictures. I'm more the getting the word out, getting the message. Our demographics for the families that we're helping include senior citizens and retired military vets that are on fixed incomes. Domestic violence. There's an underground location for domestic violence. Families that are still facing financial crisis from the meltdown in 2011 and 2012. We have a pantry that's strictly military personnel only. So men and women that are coming back from overseas who are struggling and fighting with the VA, we have a pet food pantry strictly for them. We have cancer patients, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, families that may be a little bit above the 200% federal poverty level that we use in our application. But when you take the cost of their medicines and you take their medicines and their deductibles, they're living hand to mouth. And they're using these dogs for companion pets and therapy dogs, and we're keeping them at home.
How can families who can't afford to take care of their animals contact you? How do they find out? How can they get involved?
So the pantry, the phone number for the pantry is 484-558-0467. And we ask that you fill out, you complete a 4-page application. You have to submit copies of your Pennsylvania photo ID that matches the address on the application. And then you also have to submit paperwork showing that you need financial assistance. So we accept a Social Security determination letter, unemployment determination letter, worker comp. There's some families that get help from pet or from human food pantries, and we take letters from them because they just don't have any income whatsoever to speak of, but they get help from other services. And they have to meet the federal 200% federal poverty level guidelines that we use. So.
But they can contact you either through our website or you can show up Pantry Day and fill out an application as well. It's mostly word of mouth come Pantry Day. Sometimes we have, you know, 8 or 10 people that come in that I ask about it and they want to fill out an application. And we usually give you food that day so you're not left empty-handed. We still have to wait until all the paperwork comes in, but you can meet us on Pantry Day.
And what is your website?
The website is www.animalhouseproject.org. It's www.animalhouseproject.org.
And Linda, how can people volunteer?
Oh, you can either go to our website, same place. You can show up Pantry Day. We usually have a meeting after Pantry, or if you show up early enough, you can get a quick rundown. We try to find out what you would like to do, what your skills are. We need everything from
press release, public relations, appearing on, getting the word out, getting in magazines. We need help with fundraisers, press releases. Did I say that already? Fundraisers again. We have events. We have, in fact, a golf outing that's coming up. It's our first annual golf tournament. It's going to be at the Honeybrook Golf Club on July 19th. We're looking for sponsorships. We just need help right all across the board. It's not a large undertaking. Last year, in 2018, we donated out over 180,000 pounds of dry food to companion pets and 48,000 cans of wet food. As a side, for food that we can't use that we receive as donations, nothing gets thrown out. So whatever we can't use for the companion pets, we also we support 300 grassroots rescues. They have to be a 501c3. They can have an income over $50,000, and they receive food from us. So last year, for just the rescues alone, it was $500,000 of food that went to rescues.
See, that's amazing, because I know people who have pets, and sometimes they don't have enough money, and they have to, like, not eat themselves so they can buy food for their pet, and that's actually amazing.
That's exactly what people say.
Yeah, because people don't know about this, because when I found out, I'm like, that's actually a pretty great thing to do.
We help out with spay and neuter. We help out with flea and tick products. Anything that comes in that's donated, we, you know, reciprocate and we give back to our clients.
And when we do presentations and we meet with people, we let them know that I have four dogs. And in 2013, with the meltdown of the financial crisis that we had, we lost our business. And I have four very large dogs. One of them is the spokes puppy for Animal House Project. His name is Yoshi. He's a 135-pound dog. Well, just because he's a great companion pet for me does not necessarily mean that if I had to surrender him, that he's going to be a great companion pet for you. And we're seeing that the companion pets that enter the shelter and the rescues end up being euthanized. So because they're great for me does not necessarily mean that they're going to be adopted by somebody else.
Yeah.
So we're trying to prevent that. We're keeping them at home. These people love their animals. They don't want to give them up. They've fallen on hard times and they need help. And we're their help.
And it's not necessarily a dog or a cat. We also help horses. guinea pigs, snakes, whatever we get in donated.
Rabbits.
If you have rabbits, you know, if you have something like that and we have the food, we're going to give it to you.
That's good to know. I thought it was strictly dogs.
No. I even have, we have a family that they have horses and they have two cows and mini horses. And when we get donations of alfalfa and or mini horse feed and things like that, they're the first ones they we give it to them. Not all the time. We get chicken feed a lot, too. They get our chicken feed. So you never know. It's animals come in all shapes and sizes. So we're helping a lot. We're helping right now the numbers. I just did a look at the count, and we have over 3,000 families that are receiving help, and we have, wait a minute, now it's 2,500 families and over 3,000 plus animals a month.
Wow. A lot of numbers. We'll have more coming up for you in just a short bit. We have to take a little commercial break. You've been listening to Interesting People.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2019. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
Welcome back to Interesting People. We've been talking to Mary Beth Yanessa and Linda Taylor. So before the break, you mentioned your golf tournament. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? When does it start? How it's going to go to?
So every year we've done a Putting for Pets, a miniature golf tournament. And we had Margie Worthington and Bob Frame in Westchester, they're part of the Rotary, in Westchester Rotary, came to us and asked us if we were interested in doing an 18-hole golf tournament. And I don't play golf, but I was up for it. I'm up for a challenge all the time. They said that they would run with it. And so we're going to have at the Honeybrook Golf Course, it's a 9 a.m. shotgun. We're looking for sponsors right now as well as players. It'll be a breakfast and lunch will be included. There'll be golf contests, silent auction, breakfast, lunch, and mixed team prizes.
So can people who are looking to get supplies for their pet, can they do that there or no?
It's not a pantry.
It's not a pantry, too.
The pantries operate, I'll go through that just so you know. Mm-hmm. So the Pottstown Pantry is the first Saturday of every month from 11 to 1. We have a military pantry that is the second Saturday of the month, but it's primarily just for military personnel, and that is up in the Leesport area. And then the third pantry that we operate is in Downingtown at the Minkwas Fire Company from 11 to 1. They are a gracious host to us. We come, it's a mobile pantry, and they open the doors to let the families during all the rain and snow and everything come in.
So we always need volunteers for that as well,
because
we need to load up a truck. We finally have our own truck, which we're going to need sponsorships for, too. So we'll tell you about that. They load up the truck. They take everything down. Depending on the weather, it could be, rainy.
But for the golf tournament, if people want to bring donations to the golf tournament and food and items for the drop off the donations, we will be having our truck will be there and we'll be accepting donations.
And sponsorship. How does someone go about sponsoring?
They can get in touch with me through info@animalhouseproject.org. That's info@animalhouseproject.org. The sponsorships, we have several. We have a Great Dane sponsorship that's $5,000, a Labrador Retriever, which is $2,500. Actually, they should have made the Great Dane the Akita because Yoshi's an Akita. We have a Bulldog, $1,500. We have an Akita breakfast sponsor that's $1,500. And we have a Chow Hound for the lunch sponsor. That's $1,500. And we also have hole sponsors at $95 per hole.
Oh, wow. So that's an exciting event. Do you have any other events coming up for the summer?
We have. We are at a lot of community events coming up. Not sure. I don't have the list in front of me. They can go to our website at www.animalhouseproject.org. /events. We have a calendar that will tell you where we will be located. We have a bingo that will be on September 19th at the Friendship Fire Hall in Royersford, Pennsylvania. And right now, the listeners can help us, we're looking for a location for Howl at the Moon Zombie Run. It's a 5K zombie run. We want to hold it in October the 26th or the 27th.
That's interesting, a zombie run.
A zombie run. I was down in Texas and around Christmas, and they had a zombie prom.
What was that even like?
It was like Carrie. It was Carrie all over again, and it looked so much fun. They bring in artists from different schools, and they had the kids were made up into like different like zombies and Carrie and Halloween type things. So we got the idea to do a zombie run, a 5K zombie run. And we're hoping to invite artists to come and do, face painting on people that want to run. But we're looking for a location right now.
That's pretty interesting idea. I think it's pretty cool.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, check out the parkway. That'd be the perfect place to run.
And we need vendors for baskets. We need a lot of raffle baskets. So any vendors that want to come out and give us any kind of basket whatsoever that we can raffle off. We have so many different things coming up that we're going to need them. Whatever's donated, we try and put together any kind of basket, animal-related, non-animal-related, kid-related. Oh, and kids as well. They also, we've had preteens have birthday parties. And what they'll do instead of getting gifts, they'll have food donated instead for the children, and then they donate it to us. So it's pretty nice. And the Boy Scouts and
Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts, the Cedarville Boy Scouts up in North Coventry, they just did a huge food drive for us, and they delivered them yesterday to the pantry. And they get excited when they get to, in fact, they got to spend some time with Yoshi, and we do a lot of school presentations. We go to, every Christmas we do Operation Lend-A-Paw, where we'll go to the schools and they'll do food drives for us, and then they do a meet and greet with Yoshi. He's our director of public relations for the pantry.
Oh, that's cool. So they get to play with them.
Yeah, they do.
The kids really get involved. I'm really shocked that, you know, the younger teens, they really want to help out instead of, you know, getting gifts, and, you know, they want to help the pantry.
And we have we also offer corporate. April and May are the volunteer months for corporations. We've had Merck this month. We have Keller Williams will be coming in and doing their Red Day. Pfizer has come in and helped us. There's times when we have four people from corporations upwards to 20 people at a time that come in and they help us unload pallets and inventory and load trucks, and it's a monstrous job. It really is. And we are a 501c3, so we're tax deductible charity, and we're all volunteers. Even as a board president, I'm a volunteer.
That's amazing. I wouldn't expect you to say that.
Really?
Yeah, because you're the president, but it's nice to know that you're still very much involved and getting out there. So what would you tell people to make them come in and get more involved?
I think the best thing is to go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
We need a volunteer to do a website. Yes. So anybody that's listening, we need a new website. Mm-hmm. So, but the website again is www.animalhouseproject.org. Again, it's www.animalhouseproject.org. Or you can reach out to us. Our phone number is 484-558-0467. That's 484-558-0467.
Your Instagram?
We don't have Instagram. We don't have Instagram.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
What's your handle?
Animal House Project. Oh, you got me.
We have Facebook is Animal House Project. We have a LinkedIn. That's Animal House Project.
It's animal_house_project. For Instagram.
And your Twitter?
Do we have a Twitter? No, we don't have a Twitter.
We don't have a Twitter. Okay. Well, that's a lot of social media still. Yeah, I find that people really want to get involved. So once they know that this is here, because now I want to get involved, because I didn't know I love animals. And my aunt, actually, she has like a little, he's a mixed breed, but he's so cute. And I mean, just knowing that, I want to get more involved, because I have a little pet myself.
You should come to a pantry day just to see the operation. It is amazing.
In 2 hours.
Show up. In 2 hours.
4,000 pounds of food will go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you asked a question when we were offline about where are the families coming from. The name is Chester County Pet Food Pantry, but we go so far beyond. We have families in Berks County. We have Lehigh County. We have Delaware, Chester, Montgomery. We have some families that come from Philadelphia that go to our Downingtown location. We have families that are in the Lancaster, Christiana, Gap area. So it's no longer Chester. We have grown so far from where Nina started it. She had a great idea to where it is now today.
With the numbers that you gave, I figured it expanded. That's why I asked you.
When we moved it from her location, she was feeding maybe 500 companion pets a month.
Mm-hmm.
And she was even struggling then. She was not. I mean, we need, you know, with that amount of people or animals, we need the food donations too. We have so many generous donors that supply us on a monthly basis.
We have to take one more commercial break. You've been listening to Interesting People.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes@AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia.
There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Interesting People. I've been speaking with Mary Beth Yanessa and Linda Taylor. Check out Animal House Project Golf Tournament on July 19th. Thank you for being here. Our regular host, Dee Lynam, will be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Interesting People. I'm Sarah Melita. This program was brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063.